Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph, the Gemara introduces a braisa to us, a Nun Aleph and a Beis, about the big shul that was in Alexandria, Mitzrayim. And in that shul, it talks about how in the center of the shul was the bima. It says that the bima was in the center, bima shel eitz b'mtziasa. It's around halfway down the wide line to Nun Aleph and a Beis. And based on this idea, the Ramah explains to us that in the end of Siman Kuf Nun, that Osin Bima Be'emsa Beis HaKnesses, they would construct the Bima not only in that shul, but every shul. Sheva Bima in the center of the Beis HaKnesses, Sheyamar Aleha Kore B'Torah V'Yishmu Kulam. This way, the Baal Kore could read and everybody could hear. Just easier to hear when it's in the center, as opposed to in the front, where it's in the back. The Chazam Sofer, in a long tshuva, he discusses in Tshuva Siman Chaf Ches, he adds another reason why it should be at the center of the Beis HaKnesses. Because he writes, Mishum Sha'anu Machzik na Bima Sheba, Karm Batorah, Parshios HaKarbanos, Kimo Mizbeach. We view the Bima as a Mizbeach, and the entire shul is supposed to be a mini Beis HaMikdash. The Aron Kodesh being like the Aron and the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh Kodashim, the Bima serving as a Mizbeach. And he adds, and this for this reason, Mipnei Kein Misavavin HaBima B'chag HaSukos Kimo Shesavu B'Mizbeach. We learned recently the mitzvah of a Rava, they would go around the Mizbeach every single day of Sukkot. So too, to remember that, we go around the Bima on Sukkot with the Hoshanas, because the Bima is the equivalent of the Mizbeach, and for that reason it must be in the center. So for the Ramah, it's for practical reasons, so they could hear it, and the Chasam Sofer holds it's for fundamental reasons, because the model after the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Be'er Halacha writes, the very last Be'er Halacha of Siman Kuf Nun, he says that this idea of having the bima, the emes of the Mizbeach, is also the opinion of the Rambam, and it's based on this Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, which we just saw. And then he says, however, u'bavonoseinu harabim, in our times, be'ezim akomos, there's certain places, parts of minag kedumim zeh, they started to breach and break this minag, v'hischilu lasos habimos samech la'arun hakodesh. They placed the bima on the stage in the front of the shul, they want to walk in the ways of the Goyim, temple. What they do in their temple, we don't call our Orthodox shuls temples. We call it a Beis Knesses or a shul, and the bima therefore should be in the center because that's been the minag. We call such people, says the Mishaburah here. They forgot and they built Heichalos. They built fake shuls, fake temples, and therefore he says, "Kvar harichu aposkim ha'achronim b'gnus ha'anashim eila." They spoke very badly about such people who would build their shuls, the conservative reform, putting the bimas in the front of the shul. It certainly should remain in the center of the shul, like we have in the Gemara, which has been the tradition for many centuries.